Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at AloraModernWellness.com. The Thunder and Lightning exclusive here on Super Talk Mississippi. I am joined now by Josh Hubbard. What kind of adjectives do you like to hear about yourself? I'll throw them in right now. Handsome, sharp shooting. I mean, what do we want? How would I describe Josh Hubbard?
Oh man, I want to be remembered on this earth as, just a person that spread the word of God. Just a leader in every area of his life. Just a person that came to work every day and just gave it his all.
All right, we'll go with that then. I'll put that in the podcast description for you, so it'll be right there. All right. If I were going to make an NBA comp about you, if I said, Josh, when I watch you play, it reminds me of this player. What's the player you want to hear at the end of that?
Oh man, it's a lot of great players, man. Just to hear anybody in the NBA is a compliment. But for me myself, I would say maybe a little bit of Damian Lillard, not the complete package, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. I try to take a few things with him off of ball screens and things like that. So maybe hearing his name will brighten my day.
One of the big debates in the NBA this year has been this face of the NBA debate. It's like everywhere you go, they're trying to find out who is, now that LeBron and Durant are kind of winding down in their careers, they're trying to find that next guy. To bring it here, we were talking about who is the face of Mississippi State, and that's a title that I would think Dak Prescott has held, Jake Mangum has held it, Victoria Vivian has held it. I'm giving it to you right now. I would say if somebody said who is the face of Mississippi State athletics, I would say it's Josh Hubbard. I'm sure that's not something you ever think about, but now that you hear it, what does it make you think about?
Oh man, it's a blessing for sure. I've heard it a few times. There's a lot of great athletes on campus with a lot of different sports. Just to hear my name as the face from a lot of top people, it's definitely a blessing. I'm super grateful. I can't take all the credit. A lot of work has been put in from those I've learned from. Just a team sport. So I can't take it all the credit.
Josh, this off season, I know you guys just wrapped up practice. He told me you have extra shooting after practice. So, I mean, you're taking that extra step. What has been your biggest focus thus far this offseason? What is the attribute you need to add to your game coming up this year?
Yeah, after the NBA draft and hearing some things about myself that I could get better at, everybody wants to improve their game. They want to be the best player they can be. For me personally, it was just little things like percentages, left foot, left hand floaters, right hand floaters, the mid-range game and things like that. So that's been taken into account. And so I'm just working my game on every aspect. And so just so I can be a complete player.
I feel like football and baseball are the sports that we talk about analytics the most. Where you're breaking down percentage, but what you're just saying right there, what are the analytics of basketball that you're looking at when you go into a game?
I think the main thing, of course, is just your field goal percentage. You want to be efficient each and every night. Of course, that this is going to be days where you're not hitting as much as you want to, but just that's when the mentality comes in. Just having a strong mentality, to keep shooting. You just work on being efficient. I think a lot of players, that's what they work on, especially in college, just to see the efficiency, and that comes from a lot of hard work too.
What's the biggest difference between your game today versus when you arrived at Mississippi State 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think when I arrived, I was rushing, playing at a fast pace, just being fast all over the place. I think now, with my experience going into my junior year, the game has slowed down, a lot for me. More of a slow to fast pace, and visualizing a lot of reads before they happen. making good reads, and so I think that's the main thing with me now, just improving my IQ, improving my decision making, making quicker decisions.
I know you're only a few, you're very early in the process with this new team. What's something though that you see right now that you're thinking, okay, we didn't have this a year ago. This is something we've added this year that that fans are gonna see.
Yeah. From the jump, even from when everybody got here, I love our energy. There's a lot more transfers there are returnees, and the one thing that I like about the new guys is that from the bottom to the top, like they all want to learn and just learn the program, and they're hungry for to get, of course, now like everybody's playing for playing time, every college is, and so they want to learn, they want to get better, they want to buy in into the program. I think this year it's going to be more of a different program, a more of a buy-in, more of a buy-in of a culture, and I think we're headed towards that direction.
So you mentioned about leadership when we started off this conversation. What defines Josh Hubbard as a leader?
Yeah, being in the position that I am, as a point guard, I have to be vocal 24/7. So, for me, it starts in practice. When you have hard days, or if the day isn't going right, just being that vocal leader, recognizing, and creating more of a positive spirit for everybody. Somebody's down, pick them up. Talking on defense, talking on offense, and things like that, and then just bonding off the court as well. I think that's a major thing.
And of course, being a leader on the court, off the court means leading in the community. I want you to tell me about the Josh Hubbard Showcase.
Yeah, man. This was year two for me. It was great. We got top of the girls and boys in high school, and so that I just love that event for me because I just go back home and see all the people that I grew up with, compete and play, and everybody loves basketball. Mississippi is a basketball state, and so just to see the kids' parents, family just come down and support their kid, and then have the ability to play for scholarship money. That's my way of giving back for the next generation. And so it's always been bigger than me, and so I just wanted to give back in some way that this game has given to me. So.
I feel like there's such a negative connotation sometimes with NIL that people just be like, oh, it's these athletes and they're being greedy. That's why it's great to see things like this where people give back to the community. Is there a moment from this past showcase that stood out to you where like, man, this is really cool?
Man, I think my favorite thing was the coaches that came back. People like Jozon Darby, he played at Ole Miss. Ron Lothridge played with the Warriors. We had a WNBA player there for the girls, and so all these people were Mississippi, driven people. Wayne Brent coached at Jackson State, and so just to have these people around these kids, they have so much knowledge, and just to have their contact and get them there, and to spread that knowledge that they know, just to see as a Mississippian that it's possible to get to the next level. And so that was the main thing for me, and that's one thing that I loved is in those practices, in those games, they were hard on them, so it was more of a college-like experience for them, so when they do go to college that they're prepared.
I may or may not have said some unkind words to Jozon Darby during his time at Ole Miss. I won't confirm or deny any of that.
Yeah.
So I may have also said some things to Keith Carter in his time
Yeah.
at Ole Miss as well. But we'll talk about that another time. I'm one of the guys that I'm excited about. One of your new teammates is Jaden Epps. I'm looking forward to seeing what you and he can do in the backcourt. What is that going to look like for you?
Man, it's exciting. For me, I'm excited because, I love seeing just on his visit, it was just fun to meet him. Because we're kind of similar and alike. We both got that spark, that energy, on both sides of the ball, and so I love that he's here. He definitely brings pressure off me. I bring pressure off him. I feel like Jabari's that same way, from UAB, and so just the combo guards that we have. We can all bring the ball up the court, and we all can play off the ball. I think that's one of our best advantages on other teams, and so. Once we get things figured out, I feel like we have the potential to be very scary.
How many lobs do you plan to throw to Quincy Ballard this year?
Oh man, I told Coach Brooks the other day on the phone. I threw like six lobs in him in one practice. It was insane.
Did you get them all?
He got them all.
That's what I'm talking about. There we go.
All of them.
I had Blake Shapen on the podcast about a month ago, and I asked him a question. It was basically like this. You think about high school, right? When you're a freshman and you play with those guys for 4 years and you build up chemistry because those are your guys and you've known them all this time. Now you talked about it earlier. There's so many new faces for you around you. In this NIL transfer portal era, how do you build chemistry with that you have to have if you want to be successful?
I was talking about the buy-in, and as of right now, we're doing very great with that. The sacrifices everybody's gonna have to make, that's gonna make or break a team, depending on the team's decision with that. And so, as of right now, we're headed in a good direction as if our ego is not high. We don't care. We all just want to win, And so I think the coaching staff did a great job of that in recruiting, the right guys. And so it, if we all eat, we all get to where we want to be. If one guy eats, the whole family isn't fed. So that's more of our mentality this year.
What is a, you just finished up practice. What does a Chris Jans practice look like?
Oh man, it's very intense. He's gonna get the best out of you every single day. Whether it's we just had a game and you come in the next day and it's like a 30-minute walkthrough, or it's one of those days where it's a as of right now, in the summer you only practice for like an hour, but when you're in season, the days get long, and so he brings it every single day. That's one of his attributes that I love about him. He treats everybody the same, and that he's gonna get the best out of you every single day, and no matter what day or what he's going through, he's gonna bring it.
I mentioned Shapen again. Coach Lebby has a lot of what I call Lebbyisms, right? Just stuff he says all the time in press conferences. I've talked to Coach Jans 100 times, and he doesn't have like an over, like a reoccurring bit. What is a Jansism? What's something he says a lot that maybe I don't know about?
Defense.
I could have guessed that one, Josh. I could have guessed that one.
Yeah, he has a lot of sayings. They're more basketball schemes, but I re thinking on it, I can't really think of one either,
I don't think he
outside of
has one.
basketball. But yeah, he's. I tell people all the time, like in interviews or in practice or in the game, he's a tough guy, and a tough coach. But you talk to him, he's really a good guy. I just want those people to know that, he got a funny side to him, a little teddy bear. So
I'm looking forward to seeing that side from him. I haven't seen it yet, as for some of those games. So I'm sure you don't know this about yourself, but you have a rep of a ball is life kind of guy. What is the schedule for ball is life? What does a day in Josh Hubbard's life look like?
As of right now in the summer, we lift pretty early. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're doing some type of running, whether that's the mile or we call it tempo running, early in the morning. Then we do a little bit of recovery before practice at about 10 a.m. And then, Coach Jans is on you, practice is hard, you're gonna get after it. Then I go home. I got a dog, so I'll take care of him, and I might get a little nap in with him. And then, I usually come back, get some shots up, just to get my touch back and, just staying comfortable and all that type of things. And I'm doing a bunch of recovery and getting ready for the next day.
We got to know more about the dog. What's the dog's name? What kind of dog is it?
His name is Draco, and he's a Doberman.
Is that a Harry Potter reference? It's
Nah.
not. Okay. If that had happened, my wife, you would have been her new favorite athlete.
Oh, man.
It's a Doberman?
Yes, sir.
Is it a big one?
He 4 months right now. He getting
Oh,
there.
okay. He's
He
still
getting
a
there.
puppy. Okay. What are you doing for fun though? What do you do? When we want to get away from ball, what does Josh Hubbard like to do? Where's he hanging out?
I'm a big video game guy.
Oh, that's gonna
Love
play in my next question. Go ahead.
Warzone, Call of Duty. Love that 2K, Fortnite. I'm versatile. I love watching movies. I love going to the movie theater, getting popcorn and all that stuff. So
What's your favorite movie that you've seen recently, anyway?
recently, I went with my girlfriend to see the new Lilo and Stitch. That was cool.
Okay.
Sinners was cool. I'm waiting on that new Jurassic World right now. I think that's July 2nd.
I need to go see Sinners, man. Everybody
Yeah.
tells me that movie's awesome. I need to go check it out. You mentioned video games. Today, EA announced they're going to bring back college basketball.
Really?
Yes,
Oh man.
but
What?
it's not a 20, it's a 2028 release. I think we need to find you another year of eligibility if we're
Yeah,
going to play as Josh Hubbard. What are we going to do?
I'll be gone by then, but
Yeah.
maybe they can bring in some throwback teams.
Well, they put those like the ultimate teams and stuff together. There'll be a Josh Hubbard card in all likelihood. If you could play as Josh Hubbard, what do you want your attributes to be?
Oh man. I just hope my overall is over 80.
It's got to
That'll
be,
be my
right?
thing. I hope so.
If they did it
That's
this
for them to
year,
judge. That's for them
yeah.
to judge.
If they did it this year, I'm thinking like an 85 with a 92 3-point shooting. Does that
Oh,
work? That would work,
yeah, I'll
right?
take it. I'll
You would
take
take
it.
that. This upcoming season, back-to-back seasons where you've gone to the NCAA tournament, and I feel like, in Chris Jans's tenure here, it's been like, okay, these teams have been good, they've overachieved at times. Maybe last year, you maybe a little short. What are the expectations for you on your team this year?
Yeah, I think the foundation we've laid is getting to the NCAA tournament. We can't let that just be the end of our season. We want to achieve more, like you said, overachieve. And so for us to do that, we got to do what we got to do each and every single night. We can't be comfortable and just think that teams are gonna, just give us a ticket, to March Madness. And so once we get there, we got to be hungry, to get more. I think we're headed in that direction. The team knows our history of, first round exit, the past 3 years. And so everybody knows that we got to take that extra step. Even our workouts are a little bit harder, just for our mindset to be, uncomfortable, get put through, put us through uncomfortable situations. So we do get there, we know what the mission is.
One last question. I'm the podcasting guy here on the beat. Right now, one of the biggest things in podcasting are these player podcasts. I don't know if you listen to any of them. Like, I know Jeff Teague has a huge one. There's a few others. I've tried to put some others together. If I wanted to put together the Josh Hubbard podcast, A, are you interested? And B, what are we calling it?
My boy Snacks. His name's Thomas Lee, but my boy Snacks. He's actually
That the guy from
vented
Jackson
it to
State?
me. Yeah,
Okay, I remember him. He went
yeah.
viral a few years ago. Yeah.
He has some he had a name for it. I forgot. It was a great name. I forgot. But man, I'll probably just call it the Hub Show or something.
We gotta be better than that now.
Gotta
We
be
got
better than
we'll come
that.
up. I'll think on it and I'll get you a new name next time I see
Maybe
you.
like calling 12 or something like
Okay.
that.
We'll
Calling
figure it out.
12.
I'll let you know what I come up with between
Yeah.
now and then. So,
I got
Josh, I really appreciate your time today, man. Looking forward to seeing you this season in the Humphrey Coliseum. And I'll talk to you again very soon, man.
Yes,
Appreciate you.
sir. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.